Jennifer Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's airstrikes in Syria are undermining efforts to find a non-military solution to the conflict. Russian-backed assaults were in part responsible for derailing peace talks in Geneva earlier this week, with Syrian government officials walking away from the talks after claiming they had ended the rebel siege of two Shiite villages in Aleppo, handing President Bashar al-Assad's government a major victory. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at a donor conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The conference opened Thursday in London. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was there.
The commitment of countries hosting large numbers of refugees to open up their labor markets is a breakthrough. I thank the governments of Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey for choosing solidarity over fear.
The more than $10 billion pledged Thursday aims to support people in Syria as well as in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, neighbor countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting in Syria. Somali officials are investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu. They say the explosion was likely the work of militant group Al-Shabaab. Somali aviation officials say they estimate the blast went off about 15 minutes after the plane took off from Mogadishu Airport bound for Djibouti. Of the 74 passengers who were on board, one likely was killed. This is VOA News. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers here in Washington that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained and the number of troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Here is an exchange between General Campbell and Senator John McCain.
5,500, I believe that they can do the CT mission, the counterterrorism mission, in a very limited train advice assessment.
Will they be able to do both missions adequately with 5,500 troops?
Sure. Some of that will depend upon how the Afghan forces continue to make the reforms during the winter lull, how they continue to improve over the summer.
Congressional critics of President Obama's military operations against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced U.S. troop levels there will undermine the lengthy American effort that started shortly after the 2001 Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks in the U.S. that killed nearly 3,000 people. World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus, places in like Latin America, particularly Brazil. WHO is voicing concern also that the number of Zika cases could go high as 4 million. Brian Greenwood of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Diseases spoke with VOA about the virus's potential.
Like all epidemics, it's really quite difficult to tell. For example, at the beginning of the Ebola epidemic or meningitis epidemic, really the experts find it difficult to predict how big that's going to be. But I think it's certainly WHO was right to take this very seriously and that there really is a threat from this. But one can never be certain.
Virus was discovered in Uganda's Zika forest in 1947, but scientists say it's never been a major problem on the continent. There's speculation that Zika in the Americas may be a different strain, but further study is needed to confirm that. A UN panel has ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arbitrarily detained since 2012. Assange says he plans to leave Ecuador's embassy in London, where he has sought refuge for nearly 4 years, but British police say they remain obliged to arrest him. Assange is wanted in Sweden, where he faces a rape allegation, which he denies. Assange is an Australian national who said he wants his passport returned and a termination of all attempts to arrest him. Former computer hacker angered the United States by releasing hundreds of thousands of secret U.S. government files. Asian markets were uneven today as investors await U.S. job numbers that could influence how the U.S. Central Bank raises interest rates this year. Japanese shares sagged on the strengthening yen.
That's the latest world news from VOA.